Today we're going to build a rewind moment in Ableton Live 12 that feels proper old school jungle and drum and bass, but without hammering your CPU. This is one of those classic tension moves that can instantly make a transition feel like a DJ reload. The key is not just reversing audio and calling it a day. We want the moment to feel like it has motion, weight, and attitude. So think in three layers: a drop in density, a directional pull backward, and then a strong return hit. First, choose a phrase that already has some energy. The best candidates are usually a drum fill, a bass phrase, a vocal stab, or a chopped break. In jungle and old school DNB, rewind moments work especially well on percussive material, because the groove still comes through even when you pull it backward. If the section is too smooth or too low and heavy, the effect can lose impact. Now, before we start adding effects, let's keep the session light. If the sound is coming from a live instrument, a big drum rack, or a heavy effects chain, consider freezing the track, flattening it, or resampling it to audio. That way, you're working with a printed audio clip instead of a CPU-hungry real time chain. In a dense DNB session, that's a huge win. Once you've got the audio, move it into arrangement view and isolate the last half bar or last bar of the phrase. For a rewind, you usually don't need the whole section. In fact, a partial rewind often sounds more convincing, because it feels like a DJ grabbing just the edge of the groove rather than completely stopping the track. You can reverse the clip or just reverse the last slice, depending on how surgical you want to be. At this point, listen for the transient edge. Even when the phrase is reversed, you want a little bite from a snare, hat, or chop to survive the process. That detail helps the ear keep track of the rhythm, and it keeps the moment punchy instead of smeared. Next, we're going to add the pitch drop character that makes the rewind feel like a tape stop or a worn record being pulled back. If you're using a warped clip, try switching the warp mode to repitch for a more old-school, sample-style fall. That can sound especially good on breaks, vocals, and stabs. If you want something a little smoother, Complex Pro can work too, but for jungle flavor, repitch often has that gritty authenticity. You can also automate clip transpose downward over the rewind moment. Start at 0 semitones, then pull it down to -5, -7, or even -12 over the space of a bar. Don't make it too perfectly smooth if you want that worn, ravey feel. A slightly uneven fall can sound more human, more like gear being physically pulled back. Now let's shape the tone with EQ8. This is where you keep the rewind clean and stop it from getting muddy. High pass around 30 to 50 Hz to clear out sub-rumble. If the sound starts to get boxy, trim a bit around 150 to 500 Hz, because rewind effects love building up low-mid mud there. If you want a darker, more worn texture, gently reduce the highs above 8 to 10 kHz. That gives the moment a more vinyl-like, aged character. After that, add auto filter for movement. A low-pass filter works really well here. Start the cutoff somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, then automate it downward as the rewind happens. You can add a touch of resonance if you want a bit more bite, but keep it under control. The idea is to make the sound feel like it's collapsing inward, not like it's being wiped out completely. For extra energy, add a short delay throw using echo or delay. Keep this lightweight and focused. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4 note, keep the feedback fairly low, and roll off the lows so the delay doesn't clutter the mix. This works best when it's only on the last hit before the rewind, like a snare, stab, or vocal chop. That little echo gives you that classic called-out reload energy. Then add a short reverb smear, but be subtle. Reverb or hybrid reverb can both work, but in a busy project I'd lean toward the simpler reverb device unless you really need the extra texture. Keep the decay short, around half a second to a second and a half, with low dry wet, and cut the lows and some of the highs so it stays tucked in the background. You want atmosphere, not fog. Now we can make the rewind feel more like an event by layering an accent. A snare flom, a rimshot, a reverse crash, or a short sub hit on the return can make a massive difference. In old school jungle and DNB, that return impact is everything. The rewind is the setup, but the re-entry is what makes people nod their heads. Without that return hit, the moment can feel unfinished. A really strong trick is to use utility for a quick gain dip before the drop comes back in. Pull the level down briefly, then snap it back up on the restart. That tiny contrast makes the return hit feel bigger and more aggressive. It's a simple move, but in a loud, layered drum and bass mix, it can really sharpen the drama. If you want one control that handles the whole moment, group the rewind devices into an audio effect rack. Map the filter cutoff, delay wet level, reverb amount, and utility gain to macros. That gives you a single performance style control surface for the rewind, and it makes automation much faster. You can even map pitch or transpose behavior if you're resampling the effect into audio. A good workflow here is to build the rewind, print it, and then treat it like an arrangement clip. Once the timing and tone are working, render it down. That keeps the project responsive and makes editing easier. It also means you're not running a bunch of delays, reverbs, filters, and pitch processes in real time across the whole session. In a big jungle arrangement with chopped breaks and heavy bass, that matters a lot. Placement is everything. A rewind usually hits hardest at the end of an 8-bar build, the last beat of a 16-bar section, or right before the drop repeats. It works especially well after a stable, locked-in groove, because the contrast makes the pullback feel bigger. Think of it like a question and answer moment. The groove asks the question, the rewind interrupts it, and the drop comes back as they'd answer. For extra variation, you can make the rewind partial instead of full. Reverse only the last snare, a couple of hats, a vocal tail, or a small break slice. You can also stutter the entry first, slicing the last hit into tiny repeats before reversing or pitch dropping it. That gives a more frantic rave feel without needing any extra plugins. Another nice variation is a dual stage rewind. First, do a short reverse and filter pull. Then, after the moment of tension, slam back in with a hard restart and a new drum accent. That two-step motion can feel much bigger than a single effect, because the listener gets a brief pause and then a second hit. You can also make the rewind more atmospheric by adding a very quiet texture layer, like vinyl hiss, room tone, tape noise, or even a distant crowd sample. High-pass it heavily so it stays in the background. This can make the moment feel like it came from a real rave recording, which is very much in the spirit of jungle and old-school DNB. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. In this style, one bar is usually the max, and sometimes half a bar or even one beat is enough. Don't drown it in reverb. Too much tail blurs the drop. Don't rewind heavy sub material without control, because it can turn muddy fast. And don't forget the return hit. The rewind only works if the track comes back with authority. So here's the full mindset. Work from audio, keep it short, shape it with simple stock devices, and print it once it feels right. Reverse the phrase, use auto filter and EQA to create the pullback, add a small delay and reverb for space, and then hit the return with a snare, bass restart, or drop accent. That's how you turn a simple transition into a proper reload moment. Try this as a practice move. Take one bar of drums or a stab, freeze or resample it, reverse the last half bar, add a low pass sweep, high pass the lows, throw in a tiny delay, and automate a quick volume dip into the rewind. Then snap everything back on the drop and layer a snare on the return. Once that works, bounce it to audio and compare a few variations, one dark and filtered, one with more delay, and one with a harder pitch drop. That's the energy. Clean, low CPU, and straight up jungle. Build the rewind like a performance move, not just an effect, and it'll feel like part of the groove instead of a gimmick.